18 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a good Friday morning. Hey there, Bill Small here, and I'm joined on the phone by Kansas State Representative Jim Kelly. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
So this is our first discussion with each other. You represent a good chunk of Montgomery County, western part of Coffeyville, eastern part of Independence. You also Cherryvale and Deering. What's going on? You guys are not in session right now, right?
Right. We're on a three-week break between the end of the regular session and the start of the veto session on the 25th. So a three-week break, and during this time we're home, and the governor is busy considering and starting to sign some bills that were passed in the regular session. So during this time, when we go back, we'll consider anything that she vetoed that we want to look at again, and have any place between probably 1 week and 3 weeks of the veto session.
And again, I'm new here, so I imagine the Republicans have a pretty veto-proof majority.
Yes, there is a veto-proof majority in both the House and the Senate.
So basically, if she vetoes something and the legislature decides, well, we're going to do that anyway, it's a pretty clear shot to get that done.
And in most instances, not every instance. Mm-hmm. There'll be some bills that will pass out of the House or Senate, and they won't have the veto-proof vote to them. So they may be questionable, but anything that got 84 votes in the Senate or in the House, or 27 in the Senate to start with, have a pretty good shot of an override.
So what are the biggest items coming up on the agenda for you guys?
Well, I mean, the biggest items coming up, and there are a number. I mean, and one of them is out of the way. The governor signed the tax bill yesterday, and which was a big deal. But coming up, still sitting out there, are the redistricting maps. This is the 10-year period where that House and Senate districts have to be redrawn based on population, and of course a majority of Kansas, all but about I think 7 or 8 counties, shrunk in population. So the redistricting maps change things around. Our county shrunk, and so we have a little more territory in the new map. Myself and Representative Flex and Senator Peck all pick up more territory. My district picks up all around the outskirts of Coffeyville, which it did not have before. And so that's coming up. That's going to have to be done. There's a congressional map that was passed that's in the court system right now. So that'll be one that could go down to the wire, and these basically need to be done by June 1st because that's the filing deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece that's big out there, it's still in the Senate, is a big piece of CAPERS legislation, the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System, and there is a bill that passed the House 106-10. To put roughly about $1.125 billion of the excess funds that have come in to pay back some of the borrowings on future payments to CAPERS. And if that would pass, or some portion of it would pass, that would save probably in the vicinity of $70 million a year in interest payments. So could be substantial. Over a first 5 years, it'd save almost $500 million. So something with that, with the vote of 106-10, is I'm sure going to get done and put the CAPERS system in a lot better position. We still have to act on the education budget. That hasn't been approved yet. There are several things, funding of K through 12 education hasn't been approved yet. And another big piece that a lot of people are waiting for is some type of sales tax decrease on food sales.
Right.
So the governor wants zero. I think it is probably going to be some kind of ratchet it down way where it will drop, it'll take, it'll drop 40%, then in a year or so, based on how money keeps coming in, it will take another drop, and then the third drop will be to zero.
Okay.
So some combination of those, I believe, will happen, and that's going to have to happen in the veto session.
Okay, the education spending bills, you say, are held up. What's the holdup on those?
Well, the biggest holdup is the spending bills are laced with some policy, and I would liken the things. They'll be in a conference committee report, which is where the House and Senate
right.
get together and try to work things out.
Hammer out the differences between the two bills.
Yeah, and what kind of happens, in my mind, I call it, it's like landfill time. When you get to the end and you're in the conference committee, you take a big taco shell and you put a couple good things down in it, like funding education fully, and then you back a garbage truck up to it and you dump all of this policy and different things like that in with it, and that holds it up.
I understand completely. Everybody wants to get their little earmarks in at a time like that.
Yes, and so that kind of holds it up. The funding part, I think, is really pretty good this year. It's the policy part that's causing the heartburn among a number of the representatives and holding things up.
We're talking to State Representative Jim Kelly this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Anything else you want to touch on while we have you?
Well, no. I think the only thing, and we wouldn't have really time to go into it, but the tax bill that the governor signed yesterday is, I think that particular bill will save taxpayers $90-some million. So a number of good things in it, including some property tax reductions, taking sales tax off of shipping and delivery of items ordered online, and just a number. That's another one. This bill had pieces of over 20 bills in it.
Wow.
And so it's got some pretty good pieces in it, and she signed it yesterday. A bunch of other bills that have passed went to her on the 8th of April. So by the time they get out, things pass at the end, have to go through the process and then get sent to her. So in the next week, there'll be a lot of bills being signed.
You all set for your Easter? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that's when there will really be, at the end of that time, we'll really know what may be brought back to try to veto and what things are in law now and ready to take effect, most of them in July.
Well, enjoy some time away from Topeka and enjoy your Easter weekend as well.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish everyone a blessed Easter weekend. And sounds like we might have rain, but we need some rain. So.
Yeah, well, the eggs will get a little wet, but we can always dry them off.
Dry them off. That's right.
All right. State Representative Jim Kelly joining us this morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF.